Now that two-thirds of the companies in the S&P 500 have reported earnings, what's ahead? That question for our next guest, Dirk Van Dyke, Director of Research at Zacks Investment Research in Chicago. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Ken. How's it going?
Pretty good. How would you sum up earnings season so far?
Quite strong. Perhaps not as great as the first three quarters of 2006, but still a great quarter. The median growth of the S&P 500 companies that have reported so far year over year is 12.9%, very much in line. We've got positive surprises outnumbering negative surprises by better than 3-1. Very solid quarter.
Now, when you say growth of 12.9% was in line, is that in line with predictions or in line with the historic?
No, that's in line with what we had been seeing in the previous three quarters of 2006. It's actually considerably better. The median surprise is 2.9%. In other words, half the companies reported at least 2.9% higher than expected.
Now, when you look industry by industry, were there any surprises?
Well, there were positive surprises pretty much across the board, with the exception of the utilities industry sector, which you've got an equal number of positive surprises and negative surprises. But in many of the other sectors, you're really running at 4-1 in terms of positive surprises over negative surprises.
Now, were you one of the
particularly healthcare materials has been quite strong. Financial services, pretty solid as well.
A lot of people were forecasting a weaker year this year compared with last year. Anything you've seen so far to change that?
Looking ahead to the first quarter, for those companies that have already reported, in just about every sector, growth in the first quarter is expected to be softer than growth in the fourth quarter. However, we've sort of seen this pattern before, where, you know, this quarter is great, but next quarter it's not going to be so great. And then by the time we start reporting and are all done, we end up with a pretty decent quarter. So, yes, as the expectations stand now, for those companies that have already reported, we're looking for just a little bit over 7% growth in the first quarter, which is obviously well below the 12.9%. But, you know, if you go back to the same time after the third quarter and looking forward to the fourth quarter, you know, we were looking for high single-digit growth in the fourth quarter as well.
Well, thank you. Dirk Van Dyke, Director of Research at Zacks Investment Research on the Bloomberg Business Hotline from Chicago.